Run into the garden and play. I will call you in half an hour.
But my composition, began Susie.
Don't think about your composition while you are gone, said Mrs. Smith, but have as pleasant a time as you can. It seemed but a few minutes to Susie before she heard her mother's voice calling her. She went into the house at once, her hands full of sweet flowers and her cheeks rosy with exercise.
Now, Susie, said her mother, I want you to sit by the window with this nice sheet of paper and a pencil, and write something about what you can see.
But my composition, mother, said Susie, when shall I begin that?
Never mind your composition, my dear. Do this to please me, and we will talk about that by and by.
Susie thought her mother's request was a strange one, but she knew that she always had a good reason for everything she did, so she took the paper and pencil and sat by the window.
"Do not talk to me at all," said her mother. "Look out of the window, and then write down your thoughts about everything you see."
Susie could not help laughing. It seemed such a funny thing to be doing. As she looked out, she first saw the western sky and some bright sunset clouds.
"Oh, mother," she exclaimed, "what a splendid sunset!"
"Don't talk," said her mother, "but write."
"I'll write about the sunset, then," said she,
and the pencil began to move rapidly across the paper.